Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Show. And I got something from Alex Jones I want you to hear today, guys. So, let's put him on.
Submission of its members. Cult members surrender everything. They give up their physical freedom, where they can go, who they can see, how they can dress. But more than that, they give up control of their minds. Cult leaders determine what their followers are allowed to believe, even in their most private thoughts. In order to do this, cults separate people from all they have known before. They force their members to renounce their former lives, their countries, their customs. They allow no loyalty except to the cult. The first thing they attack always is the family. Families are the main impediment to brainwashing and extremism. That's true in every culture. So if you're going to control individuals, if you're going to transform free people into compliant robots, the first thing you must do is separate them from the ones who love them most.
Listen, guys.
Not just the United States of America. The entire Western world is being turned into a giant open-air re-education camp. We are about to lay out the incredibly authoritarian, tyrannical developments taking place now, where in the EU and the United States, we are being told to adopt the policies of the communist Chinese when it comes to allowing those that espouse the establishment view to march and demonstrate and have free speech. But those that do not have the establishment view of the UN, the communist Chinese, and mainstream media are not allowed to have speech. Churches are not allowed to open. Synagogues are not allowed to open, according to the blue states and blue cities. But we're told by those very same governors and mayors that if you're marching and demonstrating against police brutality, not only is it protected, it's something everyone should do, but those that are actually demonstrating to reopen the economy and for all Americans to have our free speech and rights should be crushed. This is openly being promoted by so-called mainstream media, and this is the next level of oppression.
This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Think about it, guys.
It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history.
Amen.
Since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. When Rod Serling himself, who fought in World War II against tyranny, wrote those words for the Obsolete Man episode in 1962, he gave newspaper interviews and said, I see this as a possible dystopic future, just like George Orwell saw a possible dystopic future. Well, now, in the year 2020, we are seeing things that even surpass what our ancestors warned us about. And until we wake up to this and say no, it's only going to get worse.
Obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect. An ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
How do you find, ladies and gentlemen?
Obsolete.
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 Absolutely, I concur. Authoritarian regimes always do the same thing over and over again, whether it was Mao, Stalin, Hitler, or Pol Pot, or thousands and thousands of years ago during the corrupt Roman Empire and emperors like Nero and Caligula. They decide who is essential. They decide who is non-essential. They decide who is obsolete. And now, CNN and others are running breathlessly with headlines about how over 1,000 healthcare professionals have come out and told the world that, hey, people protesting against the lockdown, they should be arrested. But everyone that's out there protesting against the police and calling for the police to be disbanded and abolished, well, they deserve their rights. So how is there going to be police to arrest all the people that go outside their homes and don't wear masks and who demonstrate for free speech? This, again, is a direct attack on common sense and knowledge. But this is what authoritarians always do. They always say that the inside group or the political group that supports the establishment has their speech, has their right to travel. But all of us that aren't, like the Jews in Nazi Germany, well, we're shit out of luck. When you see fictional movies like Red Dawn that came out in the 1980s, where the Soviets and the Cubans take over part of the United States, and you see people in sports stadiums being told how much America sucks and being beaten into submission, you have to understand that that is taken from a model of what the Soviets did in Eastern Europe and what the Chinese did to their own people under communism. So now when you see America and Europe, where people are being beat up for their race, where we're being told we're bad because we're white, we're being told America sucks, take a knee for the American flag, this is all classical demoralization to make you hate your nation. Just as Antifa, funded by Soros, says, no borders, no walls, no USA at all.
It's
that simple. And they're sowing the seeds of destruction openly to bring us down. Now listen to what mainstream media is magnifying as common sense and good.
We always thought they were lying, now we know for sure. Because today we have an open letter signed by more than 1,200 doctors,
this is Fox
public
News.
Health officials.
Tuck
and it explains that the riots you're watching must be allowed, while any other demonstration, like one you might participate in, must be suppressed. Quote, as public health advocates, we do not condemn these gatherings as risky for COVID-19 transmission, huh? But they clarify, this should not be confused with permissive stance on all gatherings, particularly protests against stay-at-home orders. Those actions not only oppose public health interventions, but they are also rooted in white nationalism and run contrary to respect for black lives.
Again, this is being pushed by the entire corporate media around the world, that this group of brave doctors stepped forward and said, people out demonstrating against police brutality are not a COVID-19 danger. Hey, I say they have the right to protest, and I think they should peacefully. But they're saying this doesn't cause a health problem magically. Again, that's suspending reality if you buy their earlier lie that COVID-19 is super deadly. Cults always try to get their members to suspend logic and reason.
Oh,
you're part
yeah.
of the leftist uprising, oh. You're wonderful. But if you don't want to be locked in your house, well, then you should not be allowed to go out and protest if you believe in free speech for all. This is the authoritarian saying, if you join us and take up our policies of the overthrow of capitalism in America, you have your rights. If you don't go out and parrot what we say, you must be silenced. That's why synagogues in New York and in New Jersey are now putting up signs saying we support George Floyd, we're an anti-police demonstration, so now the governors and mayors can't touch them because they've already said, if you go out and try to overthrow the government, you're a good guy. This is the essence of the suspension of common sense and true mass mind control. We were told the police were the best people on earth when they were arresting people for walking their dog.
And which says we need to overthrow our government.
The United States from L.A. to Chicago saying
our constitution gives us our right
money
to do
because
it.
Snitches are good.
You know the old expression about snitches? Well, in this case, snitches get rewards.
And you
no, snitches get stitches in the old days.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail.
Oh, but then those very mayors go out and march, and governors in Michigan go out and march.
I'm the public face of this city. I'm on national media and I'm out in the public eye. And, you know, I'm a person who I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut. I'm not able to do that myself, and so I got a haircut.
And these are the same governors in New York, California, Michigan, and Pennsylvania that ordered nursing homes to take pneumonia and flu patients into them, then calling those deaths COVID-19 deaths and jacking up the numbers more than 50,000. But the fraud gets even deeper. day one, it was Fauci and the NIH and Bill and Melinda Gates that were funding the Wuhan lab in bat coronaviruses that could jump into humans. That's now been admitted. So the very group that was funding where this supposed virus escaped are now the people in charge that tell us how to run our lives. And then it was Bill Gates' testing kits that created millions of false positives, and his facilities were shut down by the FDA. Now the FDA's been shutting down some of his vaccine experimentation that skipped animal trials because people have been getting so incredibly sick. But remember, it was Bill Gates that funded in the UK and the US the fake models that showed 2.2 to 2.5 million dead Americans when it's only been 100,000. And again, they're using people that died of the flu, of gunshot wounds, of pneumonia in the COVID column. So even with all that fraud, it's only at 100 and something thousand. That is 20 times lower than the models per thousand. And again,
see guys, it's endless. This stuff's endless. You know, our government is doing so many things that we just do not realize what is going on around us. Because, why? We got TV. We got cell phone, tablet. You know, we got everything focuses on something else than what's really going on in our world. Like, really, people? Are y'all that stupid? I mean, I'm not saying my listeners are
funding riots that destroy small businesses. That's what this is. The lockdown and then the riots, and all of it is to demoralize you. And that Project Veritas internal Antifa video, what does he say? We want to make you depressed. We want to make them sad. We don't want them saying rah, rah, America. We want them to give up. We want to demoralize them. That's all this is. The ugly art, the ugly literature, the drag queen story times, pedophiles going after your kids, dudes dressed like women on the street simulating cutting babies out of their stomachs, all the ugly TV, all the murder, all the death, all the drugs, all the fentanyl, all of the suicide is designed to demoralize you. How many times did we say they're going to try to cause a civil war and call it an insurrection and try to overthrow local government till things fall apart and then demand Trump be driven from office saying he allowed this to happen, he caused this to happen, he's unfit to command? That's been the blueprint of Antifa funded by Soros. That's been the blueprint of Black Lives Matter funded by the Democratic Party. It's all the same group. And Republicans would say, Jones, they'll never get away with that. Oh, come on. 2016, Antifa wasn't able to do that. That was a beta test. If you look at the Google trends, as our guest Hotep Jesus brought up yesterday, 2016, the Black Lives Matter Antifa blip was 20% of what it is now. It is a massive off-the-charts spike. And look at these headlines. Are we on the brink of revolution? And they're telling us revolution's burning your local community and killing cops. Oh, you're going to have a lot more cops when they're done, boy, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Movement to defund police gains unprecedented support across U.S.
You ain't seen it yet,
guys. L.A. Mayor slashes LAPD budget as calls to defund police slowly pick up steam. Minneapolis council members consider disbanding the police. ACLU sues over police force. Protesters near White House. Vegas defunds the police, $100 million. We're going to cover it all and how it ties in to the end game. But this is an authoritarian model, 100%. All over the United States, in blue cities and blue zones, the mayors and the police chiefs are globalists, following the Soros UN playbook. And they're saying, the police are bad, stand down, don't stop rioters, don't stop looters. When somebody comes in somebody's business and physically attacks them and robs them and they shoot them, the police come and arrest them, like in Omaha. The guy was being attacked in his business, he shot the guy and they arrested him. This is a plan to take down civilization. That's why it's happening in Australia, it's happening in Europe, it's happening in the UK, it's happening everywhere in Canada,
everywhere.
Because it's about the communist promised at the universities that you're taking over. They went and got these degrees. degrees to be part of the cult. They go get the liberal arts education.
Right.
But Tucker Carlson, there's a big article on Infowars.com that lays it all out, just gets better and better as times get worse and worse. It brings out the best and strong people. He lays out that mega corporations are the ones financing Nike and PepsiCo and all that stuff. Yeah, let's put it back on screen, please. Again, there it is. Corporations funding riots that destroy small businesses. It's such an important article. I'm going to read it at the start of the next hour and then continue.
It's very important.
With your phone calls. But that's what this is. The lockdown and then the riots and all of it is to demoralize you. In that Project Veritas internal Antifa video, what does he say? We want to make you depressed. We want to make them sad. We don't want them saying rah, rah, America. We want them to give up. We want to demoralize them. That's all this is. The ugly art, the ugly literature, the drag queen story times, pedophiles going after your kids. Dudes dressed like women on the street simulating cutting babies out of their stomachs. All the ugly TV, all the murder, all the death, all the drugs, all the fentanyl, all of the suicide is designed to demoralize you. That's all it is.
And it works.
And they admit it is. So don't let them demoralize you. Go out when they say they're going to beat you up if you have free speech.
But no, Alex, half the world is too scary.
Go out and support freedom and build others up and understand that we're not going under learned helplessness here.
That's where people depend on the government too much, Alex. They're too scared to step up anymore.
But look at this article out of Australia. And the very same thing is done at Evergreen College on the West Coast and other colleges around the country, where they teach people that whites are inherently bad, and it's communist white professors literally teaching people that this is the way to go. And now they've actually found black people around the country to actually now lead these events, countless videos telling them you are inherently bad because you are white. And you are to serve black people and keep your mouth shut.
Right, that'll be the
This
day.
Is the official Black Lives Matter of Melbourne. Again, they bring in populations from outside the area, teach the populations to hate each other, and then say police, even though most of them are minority in Melbourne, aren't even allowed to carry out their job or they're racist. So you make the invading force the victim. Important information for this Saturday protest is officially put out by Black Lives Matter with 40,000 members. White folks' guide to protesting, copy and paste, do not share. If you are a white person, consider joining a protest this week. Here is a list of rules put together for you. Friends of color, if they have forgotten anything, please add. Number one, follow calls only. Do not initiate or lead calls. That means keep your mouth shut.
See, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like for me, I'm a white guy.
Number two,
with a black woman.
Do not take selfies.
How's this work for me?
Ask to take pictures or videos of individuals. You are there to witness only. Film the police as much as possible. Your goal is documentation to ensure the true narrative is told. Number three, be helpful. Hand out water and snacks. Make sure protest leaders are hydrated and fed. Oh, take care of the leaders. This is exhausting work. Help keep their energy up. Number four, follow directions. If a black person tells you to do something, you do it immediately without question. You respect the authority and the decisions of the black protesters at all times. This is a new class system. Number five, stay in the back until you are called forward. If you hear white people to the front, white people to the front, or allies to the front,
right,
step forward and link arms with other white people to form a human shield. Now, this is incredible. Number six, when you are at the front, you are silent. This is in all caps. When you are at the front, you are silent. I should have been reading this right. Stay in the back until you are called. Follow directions. Follow calls only. Do not take selfies.
I love how he gets worked up, ladies and gentlemen.
Remain calm at all times. This is difficult work. You will be emotional and your system will be flooded with adrenaline. Remember, this is life and death for the protesters. Save your emotions for home. Do not agitate. This is not a game. Joining a protest is a serious decision. Make sure you are there for the right reason. Support the safety of black protesters at all times.
copy and paste outlining. As that clear scumbag. I didn't have that part. This is cult brainwashing. And this
all
is
he's doing is getting the needs out in a way you would understand.
Look at this poor little 3-year-old white girl told she's privileged and bad by her very parents. That's how sick and evil this is. And it just goes on from there.
Crazy world, guys.
I'll cover more of this after I take your phone calls. Meanwhile, reveal Philadelphia police told to protect rioters, not neighborhoods. That's now official. Yeah. Los Angeles to strip over $100 million from police budget, redirect to communities of color.
Damn.
Churches are being robbed across Europe by the Islamists. It's all there. But the thing I wanted to hit after I take your phone calls is this. The way mob rule works to create martial law atmosphere. So that if Trump doesn't act, we go under leftist martial law regardless, just like I did with the leftist cities activating to shut down all the facilities. So Trump had to then act, or it looked like he was not caring about the COVID. That's the psychology. Well, now we have martial law by mob rule by the left, by the blue cities doing nothing. So when Trump acts, he's a fascist. When he doesn't act, he's bad. This is the plan to drive him out, 25th Amendment. All right, we're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen, and go right to your phone calls directly. And then I've got the Tucker Carlson piece that is so critical. And
see, guys, Alex is telling the truth about the news. You know, I wish I had the intel that that man has. And he's a very smart dude. And the best way for me to know for you to get it right is just hear it for yourself. You know, and that's why I play him some of his videos on my podcast. Him and Stephen David Greer, I like to use him a lot when I talk about UFO and aliens because he's very smart when it comes in that category, I've learned. And I hope everybody's had a pretty decent day. You know, I'm dealing with styes in your eye. You know, it's like a pimple in your eye. And I got them in both of my eyes right now. So bear with me. I'm trying to get through this podcast and dealing with that too. And had to work earlier. So it's been a pretty rough day, I guess, a little bit. I have to say, but it's been a good day. That the good Lord gave me another day to breathe, another day of life. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't be here today, guys. So I'm gonna end my podcast with Jesus Loves Y'all and have a good afternoon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Scott Jacobs Show. This is your host, Scott Jacobs. Let's do a little bit into deep state today, guys. Here we go. Let's play this short video on deep state. Y'all can learn what deep state is for yourself.
We are live. We are broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, June 7th, 2020 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. I came in yesterday and I spent 4 hours preparing and researching to put together the report that we're going to be airing coming up at the start of the next segment. That will take approximately a segment and a half to get through. And then I am going to lay out for you who is behind this cultural revolution, who is behind this Maoist-style takeover, from the words of David Rockefeller himself in the New York Times. This whole thing is a Rockefeller UN globalist experiment in China. They believe it's been successful. They're taking the planet over. And that's
That is the ideology. That is what this entire system is, ladies and gentlemen. And so if you want to know who wants to own you, who wants to run you, who controls this entire thing, we are going to be laying it out coming up here on the broadcast on this Sunday, worldwide transmission. Now, if you want to see the report we're about to air and share it, because that's how it gets legs, it's how we crush the enemy, it's hosted on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. And of course, you'll be punished by Big Tech for sharing it. Screw them. They're a bunch of authoritarian trash. Share it by email. Share it by word of mouth. Share it by text messages while you still can. It's titled, Tucker Carlson is Right. The Cultural Revolution Has Come to America. We're going to define it. We're going to lay it out. We're going to break down this system. We just posted the report about an hour ago. It's got 21,000 views. It needs tens of millions of views. If you decide to get these critical messages out, the average American will know what they're facing and not be controlled by the globalists, and we are going to be able to defeat them. If everybody just sits there like armchair quarterbacks, they're going to overthrow the entire country, bankrupt it, and then bring you under full globalist control. So it's all coming up today. Also, huge COVID-19 news, where the German government, the British government, the Italian government, the U.S. government, all the internal documents are coming out that they know it's a complete total fraud, again, run by the Rockefeller Foundation, to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to bring in global government yet again, directed out of China. We'll look at Antifa. We'll look at all the rioters and how it's incredibly emblematic of how mindless they are and how incredibly corrupt they are, and that their minions are so stupid. They attacked the Black Civil War Monument, the Glory Monument, and they attacked the Black World War II Monument. It's just incredible, ladies and gentlemen. But it's okay. They're saying the leftists can demonstrate, they can protest. But in leftist cities, the police will arrest you if you leave your house, still in many areas, or don't wear a mask or social distance. But if you're out ranting and raving and calling for an abolishment of local government, well, you're a wonderful angel cake, because they have to overthrow government first to rebuild on it their nightmare New World Order system. So it's all coming up today on this Sunday, June 7th, 2020, worldwide transmission. The only way the broadcast gets out, you're listening to local stations or TV stations, or when you're listening on the internet or watching on the internet, is when you spread the word. You've been doing it. So because of you, we're still on air and still fighting back. But now it's more critical than ever that this information get out that has blueprinted the entire New Order operation. This is how we defeat these monsters.
Yeah. We've got to stand up, people. We've got to fight for our rights, for freedom, liberty, and justice. We all got to unite.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live and broadcasting worldwide with 148 days left. This incredible election. It is the final countdown. It is Sunday, June 7th. The year is 2020. I am your host, Alex Jones. Strap yourselves in. Well, the hypocrisy and the corruption of the Democratic Party and the big mega corporations that are setting up a medical tyranny has gone into overdrive. The United Nations World Health Organization, funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, on record, and the Communist Chinese, is establishing world government. The Davos Group just came out 3 days ago and said, we are establishing world government through the COVID-19 crisis and the global new Green Deal and an end to capitalism as you know it. But it's all mega billionaires and trillion-dollar companies that run slave camps in China that are quarterbacking it. They have hordes of dumbed-down idiots running around attacking the Black World War II and the Black Civil War memorials. Anything they see, they attack that's old, including their own rights. But again, it's communists that are leading the entire operation. This is incredibly dangerous. We're going to lay out the occult programming, the mind control, the classic manipulation. Now, this report I came in and put together yesterday and today with some of our great researchers. It's titled, Tucker Carlson is Right, The Cultural Revolution Has Come to America. After we air this report, I'm going to define what the Cultural Revolution is, because the playbook being run by the globalists, by the Chi-Coms, by the multinational corporations, by all the big Fortune 500 telling you America's bad and the flag's bad and white people are evil. What's the end game in this? Well, it's all modeled off of Mao Zedong and his cultural revolution. And then once they have that, they have the great leap forward. And that's you going to a work camp. Okay, and the total collapse of everything. So this is the blueprint. They're running the blueprint. The Rockefellers ran China, still do, and Gates is their front man. So here is the report. It'll take this segment and the next to finish it. After you watch it, research it, and share it, because it's coffin nails to the New World Order. It's kryptonite to them. It is deadly poison, this truth. So I suggest you spread it. Here it is.
Every cult has the same goal, the utter submission of its members. Cult members surrender everything. They give up their physical freedom, where they can go, who they can see, how they can dress. But more than that, they give up control of their minds. Cult leaders determine what their followers are allowed to believe, even in their most private thoughts. In order to do this, cults separate people from all they have known before. They force their members to renounce their former lives, their countries, their customs. They allow no loyalty except to the cult. The first thing they attack always is the family. Families are the main impediment to brainwashing and extremism. That's true in every culture. So if you're going to control individuals, if you're going to transform free people into compliant robots, the first thing you must do is separate them from the ones who love them most.
Not just the United States of America, but the entire Western world is being turned into a giant open-air re-education camp. We are about to lay out the incredibly authoritarian, tyrannical developments taking place now, where in the EU and the United States, we are being told to adopt the policies of the communist Chinese when it comes to allowing those that espouse the establishment view to march and demonstrate and have free speech. But those that do not have the establishment view of the UN, the communist Chinese, and mainstream media are not allowed to have speech. Churches are not allowed to open. Synagogues are not allowed to open, according to the blue states and blue cities. But we're told by those very same governors and mayors that if you're marching and demonstrating against police brutality, not only is it protected, it's something everyone should do, but those that are actually demonstrating to reopen the economy and for all Americans to have our free speech and rights should be crushed. This is openly being promoted by so-called mainstream media, and this is the next level of oppression.
This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Mm-hmm.
It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. When Rod Serling, himself who fought in World War II against tyranny, wrote those words for the Obsolete Man episode in 1962, he gave newspaper interviews and said, "I see this as a possible dystopic future, just like George Orwell saw a possible dystopic future." Well, now, in the year 2020, we are seeing things that even surpass what our ancestors warned us about. And until we wake up to this and say no, it's only going to get worse.
Obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
How do you find, ladies and gentlemen?
Obsolete.
Obsolete.
Obsolete. Obsolete.
I concur.
Authoritarian regimes always do the same thing over and over again, whether it was Mao, Stalin, Hitler, or Pol Pot, or thousands and thousands of years ago during the corrupt Roman Empire and emperors like Nero and Caligula. They decide who is essential. They decide who is non-essential. They decide who is obsolete. And now, CNN and others are running breathlessly with headlines about how over 1,000 healthcare professionals have come out and told the world that, hey, people protesting against the lockdown, they should be arrested. But everyone that's out there protesting against the police and calling for the police to be disbanded and abolished, well, they deserve their rights. So how is there going to be police to arrest all the people that go outside their homes and don't wear masks and who demonstrate for free speech? This, again, is a direct attack on common sense and knowledge. But this is what authoritarians always do. They always say that the inside group or the political group that supports the establishment has their speech, has their right to travel. But all of us that aren't, like the Jews in Nazi Germany, well, we're out of luck. When you see fictional movies like Red Dawn that came out in the 1980s, where the Soviets and the Cubans take over part of the United States, and you see people in sports stadiums being told how much America sucks and being beaten into submission, you have to understand that that is taken from a model of what the Soviets did in Eastern Europe and what the Chinese did to their own people under communism. So now when you see America and Europe, where people are being beat up for their race, where we're being told we're bad because we're white, we're being told America sucks, take a knee for the American flag, this is all classical demoralization to make you hate your nation. Just as Antifa, funded by Soros, says, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. Alright, so when we come back, I'm going to play the last 8 minutes of this special report, but think about it. We could play 30 minutes of clips of cops beating up black people, white people, Hispanics, doesn't matter, for being out in public and not social distancing or not wearing a mask. We show citizens attacking people. Oh, that was good, though. No, it wasn't. Now when the cops wrongfully kill somebody and they all get indicted, the whole country melts down and then everybody's guilty for what some bad cops did. And the left says disarm and disband all the police? Well, who's going to go out and run all your leftist control systems? They're not getting rid of the police. The left are muscling in on the police and saying, you're going to be leftist enforcers now, or we're going to cut your funding. That's all this is. Conservatives, nationalists, patriots, we try to have good police. We try to make sure they enforce the law. We try to get bad apples out. But we don't try to muscle in and say, we're going to kill you, we're going to attack you, we're going to defund you, we're going to say you're all demons unless you become SJW enforcers. That's what's happening. This is a globalist takeover by Soros of law enforcement.
And it's been going on. You know, it's a never-ending thing when it comes to the government, guys. I don't understand it myself. Probably never will. But one thing I do understand is surviving. You gotta survive, guys. Thanks, this is Scott Jacobs Podcast. Thank you for listening. You can find me on Google, Apple, Anchor, all them podcast systems. Thank you for joining. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scott Jacobs Podcast. So I was wondering how everybody's day was today on this Tuesday. Alright, let's hear what Tucker has to say about Black Lives Matter is now a politician party. Here we go, boys and girls.
America went insane over the weekend. That's barely an overstatement. People in their 80s who have lived in the U.S. all their lives said they'd never seen anything like it. Ask an 80-year-old. This was without precedent in the modern era. A small group of highly aggressive, emotionally charged activists took over our culture. They forced the entire country to obey their will. It all happened so fast and with such ferocity that virtually no one resisted it. People seemed bewildered, even stunned by what was happening. statements of fact and opinion that were entirely within the bounds of reasonable conversation just last Sunday, suddenly, a week later, were enough to get you fired from your job. And a number of people were fired. An awful lot happened this weekend. For the next hour, we want to assess the aftermath of it all, suggest what it may mean, and where this country is likely to go from here.
But first,
we want to give you a sense of what happened. We're going to begin tonight in Minneapolis. That's where the Black Lives Matter riots first began almost 2 weeks ago. As the violence there raged, some Democratic leaders in Minneapolis came to a conclusion that didn't, on the surface anyway, make intuitive sense. What their city really needs, they decided, is less law enforcement. In fact, no law enforcement. So they began to demand that Minneapolis, quote, defund the police. Now, the first thing you notice about this idea is how unpopular with the public it is. Almost nobody in the country supports it. But the activists, undeterred, kept pushing the idea, and within days, pressure mounted on the mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Fry, to get rid of his city's police department. This was a problem for Fry. Fry has greater
political aspirations. See how you could just push things on
people? And this was the last conversation he wanted to have. So Fry did his best to change the subject with a mix of manic enthusiasm and feigned empathy. Fry is well-practiced in those areas. Here he is a couple of years ago with his preferred brand of community outreach. It didn't work, then or now. Activists wanted actual answers, so Mayor Fry tried step two in the process, groveling.
I've been coming to grips with my own brokenness in this situation, my own failures, my own shortcomings, and I know there needs to be
Again, good try, brokenness. It sounds like a sermon. Give a raise to the staffer who scripted that. But again, no dice. Black Lives Matter, to their credit, wanted a real answer to their question. It was then that Jacob Fry made a fatal mistake. He put himself in a position where he could be asked that question directly. Here's what happened next. Do you doubt that the entire crowd would have cheered Jacob Fry if he'd said that? People always admire resolve, even when they disagree with the point of view. But that's not what Jacob Fry did. Fry slunk away like a child caught doing something filthy. The most telling moment, though, came just before that, when the woman in sunglasses threatened to defeat the mayor in the next election. What does that tell you? It tells you that Black Lives Matter is, in fact, a political party. Maybe the strongest political party in the United States as of tonight. Its members believe they can reshape this country, and so far, they're proving to be right. You can always tell which political movements are ascendant, which are headed up, by how straightforward their members and sympathizers are about what they believe. Strong people say what they think out loud. They have no reason not to. They're not embarrassed of their beliefs. They think they're winning. With that in mind, watch this clip from CNN this morning. This is the president of the Minneapolis City Council, Lisa Bender. Bender explains that the desire for safety, the desire not to, for example, have your home invaded by violent criminals, is in fact a sign of racism.
Do you understand that the word dismantle or police free also makes some people nervous? For instance, what if in the middle of the night my home is broken into? Who do I call?
Yes, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors, and I know, and myself too, and I know that that comes from a place of privilege, because for those of us for whom the system is working, I think we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality where calling the police may mean more harm is done.
Hello, police? Armed men are breaking into my home. Help! Shut up, racist! Click! That's the world Lisa Bender is calling for. How many people watching CNN this morning as they got dressed agreed with Lisa Bender? Sure, that sounds reasonable. Calling the police during a break-in definitely qualifies as racism. It's hard to believe, even among CNN's audience, that very many people thought that. It's so obviously nuts. On the other hand, it doesn't really matter at this point what the public think.
For people living with HIV, keep being you and ask your doctor about Biktarvy.
Biktarvy is a complete one-pill, once-a-day treatment.
About anything. In the case of this idea, many Democratic leaders are already sold on it. Here's former Congressman Keith Ellison on MSNBC over the weekend. Keep in mind as you watch him speak that Ellison is now the chief law enforcement officer in Minnesota. He's the attorney general. Ellison argues here that it's wrong for police to bring guns to domestic violence calls. Seriously.
Really? We send out people with guns and they are there to use deadly force no matter what the problem may be. If the problem is sexual assault, we send somebody with a gun. If the problem is domestic violence, we send somebody with a gun. If the problem is somebody in a mental health crisis, we send somebody with a gun.
Okay, we know what you're thinking. That's Keith Ellison, kind of an unfair example. Ellison has long been a crazy person. He was once attached to the Nation of Islam. Back then, he called himself Keith Hakim. More recently, Ellison endorsed Antifa. Yes, that's all true. But unlike other race-baiting extremists, Keith Ellison may have a promising political future. It's very easy to imagine it. If Joe Biden wins, Keith Ellison could be the Attorney General of the United States. At the very least, he would be first in line to become U.S. Attorney for the state of Minnesota, the top federal prosecutor there. What would happen then? We may live to find out. Again, all of this probably strikes you as wild-eyed craziness, flat earth stuff. Eliminate the police? Really? But things change fast. Look at how quickly they changed just over the weekend. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who is a skilled trend spotter, if there ever was one, is already acting as if defund the police, again, a proposal that no sane person even mentioned in public just last month, is now the defining civil rights issue of our time. You'd have to be a bigoted dinosaur, a bad person to oppose it.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of those moments. This right now is one of those moments. So if you're an elected official that for any reason is on this call, I'm asking you to ask yourself, what are you willing to sacrifice to make sure that overfunded police departments are defunded?
So think about what you just saw. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez isn't just a member of Congress. She's maybe the most famous member of Congress. She's also a surrogate for Joe Biden. So a lot is on the line here. Ocasio-Cortez didn't say that accidentally. She had a reason for saying it. Why did she say that? What is going on here? Well, as usual, the truth bears no resemblance whatsoever to what they're telling you. Think about it for just a second. Democratic politicians control the police departments of virtually every big city in this country. Now they're telling you they want to get rid of those police departments. If they did, that would mean less power for themselves. So right away, you know there's lying going on. Democrats do not relinquish power voluntarily, ever, period. Republicans frequently do. Democrats never do. So that's the first thing to know. Something obviously is going on here beneath the surface. This has to be an attempt to increase the power of the Democratic Party because every policy they push is always. And in fact, that's exactly what's happening here. Yeah. Democrats have no intention of abolishing the police. Listen carefully and you will hear them admit that. Instead, they want to replace the police.
With the military, probably.
Take the people who currently have badges, many of whom, by the way, voted for Donald Trump, and swap them out for new people, people who hate Donald Trump and hate the people who voted for Donald Trump. That's what's actually happening here. And it makes sense. Law enforcement is one of the very few institutions remaining in this country that the left does not yet control. Democrats hate the police because they don't control the police. Very simple. Remember 35 years ago when Democrats were constantly attacking the U.S. military?
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear that anymore. Why is that? It's very simple. The left took over the Pentagon. No reason to attack people you control, which they do. And they plan to do the same thing to your local police department. Let's be clear. What Democrats are proposing isn't some form of radical libertarianism where the cops leave and citizens police their own neighborhoods. No, it's the opposite of that. What they're proposing is a power grab. Defund the police is a move toward authoritarian social control cloaked in the language of identity politics. Already in the middle of a total breakdown of law and order, as we watch our cities burn, you are seeing new moves to prevent you from defending yourself and your family in the middle of it. Just last Tuesday, Marjorie Greene, who was running for Congress in Georgia, posted this ad on Facebook, and within 2 days, Facebook pulled it down.
I have a message for Antifa terrorists. Stay the hell out of Northwest Georgia. You won't burn our churches, loot our businesses, or destroy our homes.
Amen.
So Facebook has a policy against violence, not the violence engulfing our cities, but the violence of you defending your family. They create the chaos. You're not allowed to defend yourself. You are, in other words, and this is of course the point, wholly dependent upon them. In the future, the left envisions the only people who will have guns are people on their team. And that's exactly what defund the police really means. It means a woke militia policing our cities, enforcing Democratic Party orthodoxy. Imagine if the diversity and inclusion department at Brown University had the power to arrest you.
Defund the police.
Imagine if the Black Lives Matter rioters had weapons and immunity from prosecution. That's what they're talking about. Partisan law enforcement.
Well, I'll be surprised next if UFOs don't come around.
In the third world, this is an attempt to bring it here. What's again striking is how few American voters support this. Very few. Polling from just a week ago showed that only 16% of Americans favored cutting funding to police departments.
Damn.
There was almost no party divide on that question, surprisingly. The numbers were virtually the same for Republicans and Democrats. The divide was economic. If you make more than $100,000 a year, you are more than twice as likely to think cutting the police was a good idea. And there's no mystery there. Of course, rich people live in safe places. They can afford their own security. Jeff Bezos doesn't need the police. He's got his own. Unfortunately for the rest of us, and it is unfortunate, Jeff Bezos and people like him are the only ones allowed to talk right now. It's hard to overstate how vicious the crackdown on free speech and free thought has been in the last few days. Here's the new rule, and it defines everything. You are not allowed to question Black Lives Matter in any way. Full stop. That rule has been enforced without mercy everywhere, and not just in this country. In Vancouver, a men's basketball coach was fired for liking a tweet that questioned Black Lives Matter.
Really?
Meanwhile, a player on the LA Galaxy, that's the professional soccer team in Los Angeles, was fired because his wife said something critical online. Not him, he didn't do it. His wife. Doesn't matter. They canned the player anyway. Imagine being a high school student right now. High school students who refuse to show affirmative support for Black Lives Matter on their Instagram accounts were shunned by their friends. Journalists who asked too many questions about the group were fired or silenced. Again, not an exaggeration. Now you'd think people in the media would resent this. Presumably some do. But almost everybody stayed quiet about it. They were too afraid. And some applauded. The New York Times ran an op-ed demanding that people disown their own families if their families fail to support Black Lives Matter enthusiastically enough. Tell your relatives, tell your friends, the author wrote, that, quote, you will not be visiting or answering phone calls until they take significant action in supporting Black lives through protest or financial contributions, end quote.
Wow.
Got that? Sorry, Mom. I know you're old and alone and miss your grandchildren, but we are shunning you until you send more money to Black Lives Matter. In an environment like this, we've never environment like this, most people get the message very fast. And the weak ones are quick to join in, just like the good little red guards they've always been underneath it all. Here's Mitt Romney on the march.
Violence and brutality, and to make sure the people understand that Black Lives Matter.
Mitt just wants to make sure that Americans understand, get through their thick heads, that Black Lives Matter. As if Americans didn't know that.
Right.
But accusing your entire country of racism turns out to be a pretty small price for someone like Mitt Romney. What Romney's really worried about, what all the finance moguls funding this movement are worried about, is that someone somewhere will ask the obvious questions. How much have you, Mitt Romney, personally made? How rich have you become? By sending jobs overseas, working class jobs, by charging obscene interest rates, and by otherwise harming poor and black communities economically. All the basic crimes are economic. Mitt Romney doesn't want to talk about that at all, so he marches. And Black Lives Matter couldn't be happier about it. The complicity of people like Mitt Romney gives groups like Black Lives Matter strength.
Power.
Black Lives Matter is becoming more powerful by the hour, and they know it. Watch this interview from Saturday in which a Black Lives Matter activist cheerfully admits he may soon incinerate people with gasoline.
I'm a leader of this FTP movement. It means a lot of things. It can mean free the people. It can mean for the people. It can also mean fire to property. We're hoping de Blasio and Cuomo come out and talk to us and give the youth some direction. But if they don't, the next stop is the Diamond District. And gasoline, thanks to Trump, is awfully cheap.
The amazing thing is not just that he said that, though that's shocking enough. The amazing thing is that he said it on television live. He wasn't worried about being arrested. He's not like you at all. You're still not allowed to attend church services or go to big weddings. Too bad you're not friends with D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Right.
You could do anything. Bowser just renamed a park near the White House Black Lives Matter Plaza, and nobody criticized her for it. MSNBC practically sent her flowers.
Having a mural, really? Black Lives Matter, in huge block letters across three blocks leading up to the White House. As I said to you on a Sunday, badass move that you made.
The Black Lives Matter mural is a representation of an expression of our saying no, but also identifying and claiming a part of our city that had been taken over by federal forces.
See, I gotta pause this. The Black Lives Matter ain't got nothing to do with how the governments took over everything and that they want everything back. That's everyone wants everything back. You know, we all don't want to depend on the government. We all want to depend on ourselves. That's the American dream. Buy your own home. Do your own thing, you know? I'm not really understanding some of this stuff that's going on today in this world.
Ratified by the support she received from her friends over on MSNBC. So she also had Black Lives Matter painted in enormous yellow letters on 16th Street in downtown D.C. Kind of a bold move if you think.
But why? All for a protest? You know, I agree with Black Lives do matter. I agree. And I agree all lives matter. And I agree, you know, the black community went through a lot. I don't know what they went through. I wasn't there at the time. Neither were they. But they sure do act like they were. And I'm not dissing them or nothing. Don't get me wrong, guys. I fully support the Black Lives Matter. I'm just supporting it in a different way than what they want, you know.
About it, making a street partisan. Imagine a big city mayor naming a major thoroughfare NRA Avenue or Planned Parenthood Boulevard. Think he would say something about it? It's impressive in a way. But Black Lives Matter wasn't satisfied by it, not even close. The D.C. chapter of the group released a statement attacking Mayor Bowser for not giving them complete control of the city's police department. Quote, "This is to appease white liberals while ignoring our demands. Black Lives Matter means defund the police."
Crazy.
Got that? Black Lives Matter means defund the police. Oh, so that's what Black Lives Matter means. No one really explains that. That's their description. And now we know what Intel and Pepsi and Amazon are supporting when they send money. Defunding the police. Suddenly it feels like all the adults have gone to St. Bart's.
Guys, can y'all pay attention to something? If they defund the police, if we have no police, what do you think is going to happen next? Think about it. Think real hard. I know you can think it up. I know you're thinking real hard what it is. It's called martial law, people. Yeah, I'm not ready for that shit.
And turned off their cell phones. Who's running this country? Who's in charge? Anyone? Yet amazingly, some Republicans in Washington seem almost giddy as they watch the country go insane. Democrats have gone too far this time, they'll tell you.
I want to tell you people, you guys, something. If martial law happens, the best thing for people to do is pack your shit. Get in them fucking mountains. Go to the wilderness and try to survive and fight this shit out until this shit blows over. If it never blows over, then bring out your Bible, because it's the end of time. And God, it will be a matter of time before God takes everything over. So, needless to say, we need to get back to that video.
Guaranteed to win in November. You've probably gotten texts to that effect recently from friends. It sounds good, but they're wrong. They're totally and completely wrong on many levels.
For one thing, if you care about a country,
you've got to try, you have an obligation to try your very best to protect and defend it, no matter who is helped in November. That's what patriotism is. It's not about you, it's about America.
Yeah. Remember, America.
Even as a matter of pure politics,
it's not about you. It's about America. Stupid calculation.
Bad ideas are like cancer. When you ignore them, when you pretend they're not there, when you just assume those ride it out, they spread.
And get worse.
Most people, as we noted,
like the leftists,
currently oppose defunding the police. That's where the polls
stand right now.
Like
Nancy Pelosi.
But will they feel that way in 3 months? How about in 3 weeks? In an environment like this, you don't know. Things move fast. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell once opposed mocking the American flag, like kneeling to attack the country as racist. Now Goodell has announced he's with Black Lives Matter.
We, the National Football League, admit
this is the white guy
not
talking.
Listening to NFL players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We, the National Football League, believe Black Lives Matter. I personally protest with you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, you remember when this first Black Lives Matter outbreak, they never made a speech before and never was going to do it. Why are they doing it now? Something don't make sense.
So, if this is so good for Republicans, explain this. Why does the latest round of national polls indicate that Joe Biden's lead in this race is growing? And that's not a small thing if you plan to live here, if you don't want to live under Attorney General Keith Ellison. So why is it happening? Maybe it's because Republicans in Washington have decided to sit this crisis out. They haven't bothered to explain what's wrong. They haven't bothered to tell us anything about what might be flawed about Black Lives Matter. And they don't plan to, by the way. They're too cynical. They're too fearful. They're going to pretend like it's not happening, repeat platitudes, read bumper stickers.
People are too scared to step up like we should. You know, our Constitution gives us the right to overthrow government when they overstep their power. So why are we, the people, tolerating all this crap that's going on? You know, a German scientist did a study on the coronavirus and came and said that the coronavirus was completely fake. That there was no corona. And all this shit was just regular flu stuff they wanted to throw and say it was the coronavirus, people. Which, I'm not saying there ain't no coronavirus, but the shit I keep hearing every day, it makes me believe this is all something the government's putting out there just to scare the people. And it worked. It worked real good. It worked so good, you gotta wear a mask at work now. Hell, my job is hard wearing a mask while you work, because I'm always moving, walking fast, doing something. It's hard to breathe whenever your blood's a pumping in a mask, you know?
Here's on the air, nod solemnly and do nothing to protect the country. Why would voters reward that? Democrats, by contrast, were completely wrong. And in fact, are leading us down a path that won't end well, are not ashamed in the slightest of what they believe. Day in and day out, they brag about it. Just today, they kneeled in Washington in submission before Black Lives Matter.
What's white fragility? That's the title of your book, is White Fragility. And the subtitle is Why It's So Hard for White People to Talk About Racism. Why white fragility, and how do we recognize it?
You know, the fragility part is meant to capture how little it takes to set white people off, to set us off into defensiveness. So for many white people, the mere suggestion that white
are
has
you hearing
money
this
will
bullshit?
Cause us to erupt in defensiveness. For many of your listeners, the fact that I'm generalizing right now about white people will set off the defensiveness. Individualism is a really precious ideology for white people, and we do not like to be generalized about.
So let's back up a second and talk about how you got interested in this work and in this subject. I know that you were an academic.
We are here.
We're back to Tucker. That was the commercial.
George Floyd. For those who wish
Nancy
to, we will now
Pelosi.
Kneel for our moment of silence.
Why kneel? What happened to putting your hand over your heart? What's up with that? Come on, Nancy. You know, you remember the kneeling, all them football players that started that crap. Now look, the politicians are doing it now too. Ain't
Nancy
that
Pelosi
cute?
Doing something crazy again. Before you come for yourself with that thought, keep in mind, it wasn't just Nancy Pelosi, not by a long shot. Members of the National Guard kneeled too. So did a group of
Why?
FBI agents. So did the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, who just the other day was wearing blackface.
Doesn't nobody care about what that American flag was built upon? No, they don't. That's why everybody's kneeling and not fucking... See, I get so worked up with this crap, guys.
Now he's with Black Lives Matter. The police chief of Webster, Massachusetts, went even further than that. He lay on the ground before them in complete submission. And then things began to spin completely out of control, not just in this country, but throughout the West. As the crowd swelled and the demand for total ideological conformity grew louder, this latest cultural revolution became a parody of itself, as they always do. In London, protesters vandalized a statue of Abraham Lincoln, because what did Abraham Lincoln ever do for black people? In Boston, a mob defaced a monument to the first all-black volunteer regiment in the Civil War. Because black people dying to end slavery sounds like white supremacy to us. At around the same time, a law professor from the University of Chicago called for an armed coup to overthrow the president of the United States, but that didn't get a lot of press because it didn't seem particularly newsworthy under the circumstances. It was that kind of weekend. What is going on? What is this about?
Yeah.
Even the outlines are blurry at this point, but we know this. No matter what they tell you, it has very little to do with black lives, if only it did. If Democratic leaders cared about saving the lives of black people, and they should, they wouldn't ignore the murder of thousands of young black men in their cities every year. They wouldn't put abortion clinics in black neighborhoods. They would instead do their very best to improve the public schools and to encourage intact families, which we know beyond a shadow of a
doubt
is central to the life prospects of children. They try to make black neighborhoods as safe as their own neighborhoods. They would close the payday lenders that add so much misery to the lives of poor people of all colors. But they don't even consider doing any of this. They don't even try. Instead, they encourage theft and mayhem as if that will help. It will not help. This may be a lot of things, this moment we're living through, but it is definitely not about black lives. And remember that when they come for you, and at this rate, they will. Anyone who's ever been subjected to the rage of the mob knows the feeling. It's like being swarmed by hornets. You cannot think clearly. And the temptation is to panic, but you can't panic. You've got to keep your head and tell the truth. Tell the truth. If you show weakness of any kind, they will crush you. Ask Drew Brees. By some accounts, poor Drew Brees is on his fourth apology for the crime of defending the American flag. He decided to apologize, now they're using him as a propaganda organ, hostage take after hostage.
For defending American
at a moment
flag.
Like this, there is no advantage in cowardice, in being Mitt Romney.
You
think you're saving
yes.
yourself, you're just empowering the worst people, people who hate you. Before you know it, you're confessing to crimes you didn't commit. Don't start. Tell the truth. And the truth is, this is a good country. Better than any other. Of course we are.
I'll tell damn
truth.
Don't worry about that.
Places, and we have nothing to be ashamed of. None of us.
I don't.
Immigrants know that best of all. That's why they come here. A million new Americans every year. They're not coming because America is a racist country. They're coming because it's not. That's all true. And in our clear moments, we know it's true. Even the people claiming it's not. Truth is a defense, no matter what they're telling you at this moment. This moment will pass. Remember that. All moments do. When it does, we will look back at what we just saw in horror and disbelief. But if you're honest now, you will keep your dignity.
Yeah, I'd rather have my dignity than my rights. Life
is not worth living without it.
You got a point, guys. It's not worth living without it. So, you know, that was my podcast for today, ladies and gentlemen. I hope y'all enjoyed it as much as I did. I hope y'all have a good afternoon.